All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Come on! This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to the fray, SportsMappers! What's up on a Wayback Wednesday? Welcome into The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel as we continue to roll here on ESPN 97.5 and welcome you in on 94.1, the sports map. As if you missed anything on the show in the previous 2 hours while you were trying to figure it out on the sports map, you can go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, and catch up on the previous hours of the program. You can also download the app on the same exact site and therefore take us anywhere, everywhere, and never have an issue trying to find the show on one of the two stations. And with that, we get back into what has been the fray of the day, with sports and other things being discussed.
I'm laughing because Amos on Twitter says, since Barry has his gardening tips, how about I get some training of puppy tips from Joel and Nick? And Joel's like, sure, what's the issue? Amos says, I can't get her to go on those little pads consistently. And Nick responds, use a taser.
That's nice.
Oh my
Bet
god!
You that dog will learn to pee on them pads.
Hilarious. Yeah, just tase your dog.
I did not train my dog. Logical, oh my god! An intelligent matter.
Well, but you had like a long, nice, lengthy description and step by step approach.
Amos is always like opinionated, ripping us on anything we say, but it's fine.
Yeah, you did give a look. I would read it, but it's boring. It's not lawn talk.
Boring? Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah. That's boring.
When you're pruning lawn a cactus on a weekly basis and worrying about
this walker.
That's what people want to hear. Is
walker
lawn talk.
At the same times and hourly asking.
Trim your bush and drop some sod.
I have bad news.
Oh no.
The creator of a Thanksgiving staple has passed away at the age of 92.
Charles M. Schultz?
No. The woman who created the green bean casserole, Dorcas Riley, dead at 92. First of all,
Dorcas?
Dorcas Riley. Your parents
really...
She wears
a babushka.
Your parents really hate your ass if they named you Dorcas.
No question.
D-O-R-C-A-S. Am I pronouncing that right? Dorcas? Dorcas?
D-A-R.
D-O-R-C-A-S. Dorcas.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Well, Dorcas Riley, who invented...
Well, if your dork ass would have given me a boy, we wouldn't have this issue.
She invented the green bean casserole in 1955 while working in the Campbell's Soup kitchen as a kitchen supervisor. She combined green beans, cream, and mushroom soup and topped it with those crunchy fried onions. It's the most popular recipe ever to come out of the Campbell's Soup kitchen. When she was interviewed for the 50-year anniversary, she says she has no idea remembering having created it.
Because you know what? She probably saw nothing from it, and Campbell's Soup probably profited from it.
Of course they did.
Because I have a friend of mine
that
I used to work with,
Campbell's Soup,
that created Trade Tracker for ESPN when you want to make a potential trade in the NBA.
You told me about the story.
But while he did it while he was an employee and I believe an intern for ESPN.
So
he did all the work, and they took all the profit. Ooh. They benefited from it. And another one of my buddies created... a program so that on your laptop you can run a game ops. So like during the game, someone shoots an errant shot, really a brick off the rim, and you do the boing sound and do all the sound effects and play all this. Mm-hmm. There was a game ops commander. He created the whole thing while he was working for a team because he was working for that team. They mass produced it to all colleges and professional sports teams, and they profited. He got zero.
Can't trust the man. That is for sure.
Not good.
She also created, she said that the dish was among hundreds she helped create, including tomato soup meatloaf, which I think sounds like something Joel would eat, being from the Midwest.
Absolutely, yep.
Tomato soup meatloaf, a tuna noodle casserole, and Sloppy Joe-like super burgers, S-O-U-P, soup, super burgers.
I see what was done there.
I see what Dorcas did there. Yeah, so rest in peace, Dorcas. We'll miss you.
I'm not eating tuna casserole anything.
No.
The only time I eat tuna, I put it over a salad or something like that, cold. Well, anything warmed up tuna-wise to me does not...
I don't eat tuna. You don't like your fish warm?
I don't really like fish.
I mean, when you eat fish, are you going to eat them cold?
I eat tuna cold. I've always had tuna sandwiches, tuna on salad, that's it.
I like if I have tuna fish sandwiches, I like it when it's warm, freshly made. That's weird. That's the best. That's not weird. It's all right cold, but I like it. I like it.
You like mayonnaise a lot, too. So
I do like mayo.
All right. Which one do you want to take?
What do we have? What are our
Lawrence
options?
And Clarence.
Eh, let's just not take calls.
All right, let's do that.
Clarence, Lawrence, what? It's the Inses. I have no, there's no.
Lawrence has been waiting a long time. Yeah, let's get Lawrence call. In here. We'll Lawrence, what's up?
Clarence, we'll take your call at 4:10.
Hello?
Lawrence, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I've been missing y'all. Got a new job, so I get off at 4, so.
Nice.
That's my worst part of the job, so I can't listen to you, the suspect. But anyway, what's the chance of Bill O'Brien not running the ball like he did last Sunday? Because, that's the best we ran it, and I guarantee in a couple of years. So what you think? He going to go back to his old ways, or he going to continue pushing the ball?
I appreciate the call, Lawrence. It's a good question, because I tell you one thing that doesn't happen when you run the ball is you don't get your quarterback hurt. You don't get your quarterback killed. He just hands the ball off, and you get your running back killed behind that offensive
line. Or you lose
line.
2 or 3 yards.
Yeah, but you know what? At this point, I would be all right with them saving Deshaun Watson from getting banged up. So I think the chances are pretty high that they continue to try to establish the run. Because what's been the MO of most teams against the Texans this year, at least, is, you don't have to worry about the run. You don't. You rush the passer, get upfield, get after Deshaun Watson, flush him out of the pocket, hit him.
Guard the edges.
That's what I'm saying. Rush, get up the field on the edges. And
I mean, here's the thing. This is probably one of those rare situations, though, where you will see return on your investment, because you invested in Brock Osweiler and he crapped all over you for a year or so. And now you hope he just craps all over his own team and does you a favor and gives you a little return on what you paid him over the years so that you can try and profit with a win, because short week Brock Osweiler should scream Texans advantage Texans. A side like we talked about earlier, aside from Lamar Miller hitting the 100 mark right on the head last week, the running game has been awful. The offense is still fairly predictable. So unless you've got someone that you really feel confident toting the rock, I mean.
So you don't think they're going to run the ball?
I think they're going to try, but I think they're going to, you're going to get a real quick return on what they're getting. I mean, they're going to get a real quick
answer.
They're
one of the worst teams.
Like, if it's the track record of Miller all season, then you're going to go right back to Deshaun's going to be running around, running for his life, extending plays, and they're going to throw the ball a ton. But if they're able to run effectively like they were a week ago and do it again, then that would be great to have some balance. And if Miller can continue to produce, then that's fantastic. But I'm not going to continue to go to it if it's been as feeble as it's been all season.
Okay. I mean, it's funny because the Texans, for the first couple of games, actually ran the ball pretty well. Through 2 or 3 games, they were a top 10 rushing team. Since then, they're god awful, and they're probably bottom 5 in the league right now. But I don't know where I was wanting to look up where Miami is against the run.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect it's not that good because that defense is not that good.
Yeah, Sue is gone. They've weeded out a lot of guys on the defensive side of the ball. You look at it and you say, well, look, I'm all for running the football if it's effective. I'm not all for running it if they run it on first down and lose 3 yards and now it's 2nd and 13, because now you're setting up Deshaun Watson to take more hits.
So Miami is a bottom 5 defense,
30, right?
Defending 29th, giving up 136 a game. So they're as bad at stopping the run as the Texans are at committing to the run.
Right.
There is a little motivation, though. We talked about Bill O'Brien against Brock, wanting a little revenge. Brock wanting to get back at the Texans. Lamar Miller playing his old team,
sure,
might be a little bit more jacked up. Although that's three years removed, you think?
Are you still as?
But they didn't try and re-sign him. They let him walk.
Okay, yeah, that might.
So maybe he's got a little extra motivation too.
Okay,
all right.
Well, Clarence wants to talk puppy pads.
We still got enough time for everybody to rebuttal because you know what's coming.
Clarence, what's up, man?
You know what's coming. First off, I believe the Texans are going to win handily.
Okay.
Because the Dolphins ain't got nobody at wide receiver.
I mean, that's a good point.
They got bums out there right now.
They got injuries, that's for sure.
secondly,
they got nobody at quarterback either.
Oh, ouch. Secondly, you know you don't have to train on a puppy pad? A cat. Get a cat, everybody. Get a cat.
In your stupid dog-owning face.
Wait, who said there was a third?
And third and lastly, my boy OU Mike. My darling, I can't get enough of your love. There you go, man. There you go. Shout out.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a good call from Clarence.
That's funny.
Well, you might could take lessons on a couple of fronts.
You know why that was my favorite Clarence call? Because he didn't. He didn't drag it out. It was very concise. I more of our callers need to be more concise with their jokes and their takes, and because sometimes we'll get a call where they're like, "What's going on, fellas?"
You're like they sat down to talk with us at a pool party.
I love that was the perfect call.
I agree
in every way, completely, shape, and form. Three takes, three jokes. Got him in, got him out. Gone. Did his own laser. Pew. Be more like Clarence's call, y'all.
Completely
that one. Not some of his other ones, but that one.
Hey, by the way, are songs from 2008 allowed?
No.
All right, so Joel's disqualified.
Oh, what happened?
I just noticed it by accident, honestly, but I felt like mentioning it.
That made my
look
day.
At the face.
I'm feeling so much better about myself now.
Because I wasn't going to lose anyway, so I'm absolutely heartbroken. I don't even know which song
what
it
does
is.
Lil Wayne and T-Pain, I believe, was 2008.
Uh-oh. Oh, that was the one I told you to put on there, and you said, oh, no, it's from 2008.
Yep.
That's okay. You know what? You weren't going to win anyway. You had 17% of the vote right now.
It could change.
I'm probably not going to win either. I'm in second with 37.
There's plenty of time left. It
you
could
have
change.
46% of the vote, Nick, with a garbage ass list.
Who the hell sits and votes for you?
Well,
I wanna
now
know.
We know Fart Sharara submitted two votes, but that's not my fault. That's your fault, Barry.
Why?
Yeah,
because
you
you're the one
that
who
monster,
created that.
By the
yep.
way. That is yep. very true.
So if there's two extra votes for me, don't blame me. Blame Barry Laminack.
No, that's absolutely true. You're Geppetto, and you created that puppet because they are working for Nick.
Oh, God, what have I done?
Coach Doc, hang in there. We'll get to you. We're going to continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. I do want to take a minute right now to tell you about your Houston Rockets. They're back in town. They got back from L.A. and that back-to-back against the Lakers and the Clippers. And even with Chris Paul out, it's a big matchup tonight, and you should be at Toyota Center. It is James Harden and the rest of the Rockets welcoming back Donovan Mitchell, the Spider-Man, and the rest of the Utah Jazz. You know, it was a playoff matchup a year ago, and Utah is ready to go at it again. They've got a stacked team. They are really, really good, and the Rockets are going to have to be ready to play. So you get a great matchup between two playoff teams tonight at Toyota Center, and part of the Rockets triple-double pack presented by Mountain Dew has you with a great offer as well. You can get two tickets, two hot dogs, two bottles of either beer, water, or Pepsi products for as low as $59. That is an unbelievable price to get all of that stuff and see great basketball. And oh, by the way, if you're one of the first 3,000 fans in the door tonight, you get a 2018-19 scheduled jersey magnet presented by Mountain Dew. Slap it on the fridge and know when the Rockets are playing, home, away, and otherwise, and know everything that you need to know about your Rockets team by visiting Rockets.com. You can go to Rockets.com and get that triple-double pack with tickets for tonight's game. And you can also scan through Rockets.com for stats, roster information, preview of tonight's game, power dancers, clutch the bear, photos, videos, all the different things. If you want anything and everything, want to know anything and everything to do with your Houston Rockets, there's only one stop to shop, and that's the Rockets.com website. Check it out and grab that triple-double pack for that Rockets Jazz game tonight. Again, two tickets, two hot dogs, two bottles of beer, water, or Pepsi products, starting as low as $59. It's a great deal. Head to Rockets.com.
Yeah, I'm in this terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right. I'm in this terror.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Big swangers and bowling, 20 inches hitting low. We ball 24/7, all that we know. Screens and neon lights are showing. My trunk on my popping show. Yeah, already know. Paint dripping off the door. Not engaged with no lady. Fall in love with her.
them know. You might think I'm crazy, never knew this type of love before. I'm in love with my phone.
Hot.
Yes, I'm married to my dog. I'm in love with my mom.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
And SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy.
That was very unprofessional. Energy very unprofessional.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So you counter unprofessional trying to labor both by playing your song and threatening us. And I give you that and see you. I will just hit my mic manually and get in there myself.
Here's what happened. So Nick says, yeah, this song is the reason I'm going to win today. And I'm just going to let this chorus play until I bring y'all back. And then we just turned our mics on and started doing our own thing.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yep. Can't do that to the producer.
I mean,
what are you talking about? If you give someone a warning
that an
anvil's about to land on their head, if they don't get out of the way because they know it's coming, that's on us.
We're an ESPN affiliate. We should act like one.
Yeah.
And we weren't acting like one right there.
You were
right
not acting
time.
Like one there.
We just provided the entertainment in ESPN. So,
yep.
Yeah, suck it.
Fourth biggest city in the country.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Sixth biggest media market.
They want entertainment.
And that's how you guys
they
act.
Don't want these whack-ass Way Back Wednesday songs from Nick Sciarra.
Whatever.
This song sucks.
What?
This song is whack.
Don't you ever call a Chamillionaire or Paul Wall song whack. Ever.
Where's your griots?
I don't have one, but if I could afford one, I would totally buy one.
Are you a big Chamillionaire and Paul Wall fan?
I think if you're a Houstonian, I think you kind of have to.
Absolutely not.
Really?
I
don't see t-shirts and sweatshirts with Chamillionaire on them.
I don't. I don't have any t-shirts or sweatshirts with Chamillionaire on it.
So you just answered your own question?
But I still am I'm a fan. I mean, that album was hot. Let's be honest. Mm. They were playing all those songs over.
How many more noises are you going to make? I mean,
that song wasn't played all over the radios.
To me,
the radio stations.
I got down on some Paul Wall. I kind of liked it. But I feel like Paul Wall, Mike Jones, Chamillionaire were kind of the MC Hammers of the Houston scene.
Ooh.
Very commercialized. Very popish. I feel like they did what they did not for the love of the scene, the money. Or, I mean, the love of the scene, the love of hip hop in Houston. And they're very Houston, but I just feel like it was kind of more commercialized rap.
All right. You've made your case. If you're trying to get people to stop voting for my list, you've done well.
There are songs from all three of those guys that I like.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't say that that was a great song. I wouldn't call that a list winner because I don't think any of those three have any of those type of songs.
Well, you have no respect for Paul Wall or Chamillionaire, and that's okay. I'm going to let them know.
They went to my school, too.
Did they really?
Jersey Village.
Oh, both of them did?
I know Paul Wall did. I don't know if... I think Chamillionaire went there for a time. I don't know that they graduated from there, but
They just called him Cam in school, right? Just asking for a friend. Coach Doc has been waiting a while. He wants to get in here on Texans and Lakers. Doc, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Very good.
That's good. Okay. Two things. First off, I got advice for the Lakers. The Lakers are going to have to get Hart and Kuzma in the starting lineup, but they're going to have to do it at the expense of releasing Rondo. And James, I know he has been unwilling to play the point, he's going to have to move to the point, and they're going to have to run an offense where you have four out, one in that's roaming the low block. And then when they go to that small lineup that they have, James becomes the one that's on the low block, and the other guys become the four out wide. But when they're on defense, James will have to hold a power forward. And he can. He's big enough and more athletic than most power forwards, so he shouldn't have an issue with that. The second thing I have is, and you guys tell me your opinion. Bill O'Brien, I am a basketball coach. I'm a kid who played. Well, I'm a guy who played football as a kid, but I am a basketball guy. That's what I received my scholarship in, whatever it may be. I can't get in my head. Is the bad play calling that O'Brien, I mean, he's just such a bad play caller. And my thought process is this. Why doesn't he switch things up? He has athleticism at the quarterback position. He has athleticism at the running back position. He has athleticism at all wideout positions. But he has two positions where he has all that athleticism and he has a lot of IQ at one of the receiver positions and at the quarterback position. So why doesn't he go up-tempo and try some stuff differently and use all that athleticism and those two high IQ guys, which is DeAndre Hopkins and the quarterback? Why doesn't he do anything different? And I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Guys, I appreciate all you do.
Thanks. Appreciate you,
Thanks,
Coach.
Doc. Look, from a Lakers perspective, and you and I have talked about this, LeBron is going to handle the ball regardless if you call him the point guard or not. He's going to be the primary ball handler. And even with Rondo, he's still going to dominate the ball. But the bottom line is they don't have enough shooters to invert the offense like you're talking about and just have one low post and spread guys out on the wing. Kuzma may be their second best outside shooter to LeBron or Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Mm. That tells you all you need to know about the Lakers are just getting by right now, hoping that they can fast break teams to death.
Yeah.
On the Texans thing, I was going to ask you guys this before Doc asked the question, but we would be scrutinizing a lot more and not quite as forgiving if the Texans had lost a couple of these last four.
Right. It's a good point. I mean, if you're, it's like they say, winning cures everything.
It doesn't matter
how. You can hide a lot. You can hide a lot when you win.
Two coaches with fourth downs, a backup quarterback throws you two picks, but the bottom line is, if they drop even one of those games or more, this is a bigger deal than in, because right now, four in a row in first place, everybody's willing to forgive a whole lot.
Yeah, I think defensively, though, they're in a position where they're being helped defensively to a degree. I mean, they gave up 7 points to the Jags, 13 to the Bills, so they're 16 to the Cowboys. So their last three games, they've done a pretty good job of limiting the offense, and that's what's keeping them in games. They've had some good special teams play for the most part this year. I don't think you can say offensively they've done a lot, and I think it's because of the play calling. But that's not going to change until he gets an OC. So I don't. You can come up with 1,000 different ways that he can make this better. If Bill O'Brien's calling the plays, it's not going to get better.
There you have it. Hey, happy to break it down for you, Doc. And if you guys want to join the show, 30 minutes still to go at 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, right now is the week of the grand opening at Vortex. I'm super pumped about this, man. I hope you guys take the opportunity to get out there and see what it's all about. I know there's guys, Thanksgiving is coming. You probably want to shed a few pounds right before the holiday season so you can eat whatever you want. There's no better place to do that in the city of Houston than over there at Vortex. Vortex is Houston's newest luxury boutique fitness studio featuring boxing and spin classes. Like I said, they're having their grand opening week. They've got the Ride and Rumble workouts followed by some food, drinks, and fun. It's a great time. It's a great workout. Nick and I will be out there Thursday along with Jordan doing the Rumble classes, getting our boxing on. Trey is an outstanding instructor. And again, like I've told you in the past, he not only gets you in shape, he actually shows you how to box. He was a boxer. He was an Olympic alternate. He boxed in the Army. So he's not just that, like some Tybo type stuff. He's showing you how to throw punches, combos, do slips. It's a great workout, and you learn the fundamentals of boxing at the same time. And every day they have something new going on. They've got Wine Wednesday. They've got Thirsty Thursday, Freaky Friday. They've got a Pink Sunday going on where if you do the ride class, they'll donate $5 to Women's Breast Cancer Awareness. It's an outstanding deal. It's an outstanding place to work out. You can get the $25 classes of $40 for an unlimited week to try it out. And then they've got the $195 all you want to work out, ride or rumble classes for per month. And they've got specials going on. So if this is something you want to do as far as getting in shape, taking care of yourself, get healthy for your family if you don't do it for you. But get out there during this grand opening this week because you can get some really good deals on these monthly packages. Find out more at vortextexas.com. They're right there off of West Gray and Dunleavy. Vortextexas.com. Ride, rumble, refuel.
Oh,
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
If you win with this song, you've got to be kidding.
That's a good song. Don't let it.
A good song if you're chilling at the house with a chick or something like that.
I think the poll's over. I haven't checked it. Honestly, I know what you're going to say. But I think the poll is officially over. You can't vote no more.
When did you set you set it for 3:30?
2.5 hours, I think I set it for. Yeah.
There's 12 minutes left to vote.
Oh, okay.
Vote Barry. It's 46% to 37%.
Oh, I can easily come back in 10
Joel's minutes. Still at 17%.
Kiss my ass.
I'm sorry, did you hear anything? He's so far behind, I can't even hear him.
You wouldn't jam into this back in the day,
this
Joel?
This is a good song.
Like, Purple Man, I'm a fan of the Purple Man, but this song was...
I would have thought this would have been on your list. I'll be honest with you.
No.
Because when I was making my list...
between that and ABBA, and then I just passed on both.
When I was making my list, I was like, all right, what songs would Joel pick?
Johnny Kemp just got paid. And just so, barely missed the cut.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought about Prince, and there was another one. But that's why I had like Dire Straits on. I would have never chosen a Dire Straits song. I just thought you would.
No way.
No?
No. The first Biggie, because I'm a huge Biggie fan too. The first couple, I was like, and then you took my Better Have My Money, and I'm like, all right,
I knew
that's definitely a Joel song.
I knew that one was going to piss him
now
off.
Now I'm just going to. I should have just gone with like Frank Sinatra songs. And
I knew
Old
Dirty Bastard was going to piss him off. That one for sure. I knew, and a couple of Biggie songs. A couple of texts before we get to Troy's call. Good to hear from Troy again. Mm-hmm. Clarence, how the bleep do you own a cat when you live on Bourbon Street and strum a banjo for a living? You don't own an alley cat, man.
That's from White Magic?
H-Town Blue.
Sounds like White Magic.
Yeah, that was funny. Damn, Clarence, my wife, because Clarence sang on his call, if you missed it, and OU Mike has been asking Clarence to sing. He's like, damn, Clarence, my wife was halfway undressed when you stopped singing. First of all, no one believes you have a wife, OU Mike. No one thinks you can get a woman. Second of all, the singing wasn't that good. Damn, sorry, Barry and Joel, but I got to go with Nick this week. I love Make It Rain by Fat Joe. That's from NASCAR Johnny.
Smart man.
Idiot. Damn, Nick just took the Wayback Wednesday title with that. That was the Chameleonaire one. So we know that person's also an idiot. Northside has your back, Nick. This is Demetrius. How the hell is Nick winning? Barry automatically wins for the song title to New Jack City. Yeah. That's a smart. You know what?
Well, it's Lamb. Laminack, not Laminack. Both y'all can kiss my ass. That's why I shouldn't even play. That's why I don't want to play anymore. I'm going to take my ball and go home.
I'm not gonna throw up a poll no more.
Wednesday vote.
Why?
It's the end of the poll era now. That's it.
Oh, are you done with it?
I'm done winning is what I'm done with.
Oh, so you're just going to go out like that?
I want some competition. Go out on top.
Bitch.
Go out for a couple weeks like Michael Jordan and come back.
Man.
Win a couple more.
Wearing a new number. You come back with a 45.
Yep.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't get why I'm winning. I guess it's because I'm so good at picking songs.
No one does.
But
that's why we're trying to figure out. Is it the Russians? Is it bots? Is it people that you send out a mass text to? But
it's the Russians. We had Jerry the Russian call earlier.
That was Vladimir. That wasn't Jerry.
Oh, that's right. By the way, I'm catching a ton of heat for what I said about Chameleonaire.
I know. That Paul wasn't a smart move. I was just waiting for it, honestly.
I'm always going to speak the truth. But somebody said...
speak honestly, not the truth.
No, but there are probably like a whole bunch of
Jamie
other Houston
Spring,
rappers.
I have to respectfully disagree with you, Barry, about the three artists you mentioned. Travis Scott is a commercialized H-Town rapper. No, Travis Scott is... I mean, yeah, okay, he's commercialized, but...
That Astro World is fire!
Different eras, but I don't know. Like, Kurt Cobain's, I don't get it.
I like Kurt Cobain, so...
If you want to... I mean... To me, people are like, Chameleonaire and Paul Wall and Mike Jones, they were all Swisher House. That was the beginning. No, it wasn't. Rap-A-Lot was the beginning. Jay Prince and the Ghetto Boys was the beginning. Don't try to tell me that Swisher House was the beginning. No, that's not how the history of rap in Houston goes. And to that matter, if you want to talk about guys that are unsung, that didn't get commercialized, then talk to me about guys like Zero and Trey the Truth and folks like that, not these dudes that, I mean, this was basically glorified hip pop, not rap. So, sorry.
Just hip-hop. Disrespectful.
Nope.
I guess Paul Wall's not going to be joining us anytime soon.
I guess not.
Or Chamillionaire.
This white-on-white violence is not good.
Wow. All right, so you mentioned him. Let's get him in here.
Who,
our
Paul
good
Wall?
Friend Troy
oh.
is on hold. He wants to talk about your favorite football team here in Houston. Troy, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Troy, what's up, pal?
Not too much, man. Just a comment and then a question. I really think that the Texans defense is going to get all over Asswater this weekend.
Okay.
Hey, and my question is at what – you're talking about the offensive play calling. At what point does the GM step in and say, you know what, Bill, this ain't working. Either you find one or I'm going to find one for you.
Yeah, Troy, don't hang up. It's a good question. We've discussed a little bit about that, but I think to Joel's point that he's always made is Brian Gaines is probably a bit of a puppet for Bill O'Brien.
Yep.
And so he's probably not going to force that on him. And I think that Bill O'Brien, we saw who won in the Bill O'Brien-Rick Smith battle. I mean, Bill O'Brien won, so I don't even know that the McNairs are going to force him to get an OC if they think that he's good at it. Now, my question for you is, who's your favorite Houston rapper?
Kid Rock.
Appreciate the call, Troy.
E for effort.
Kid Rock.
The pride of Detroit, Michigan, but yeah, Kid Rock.
I liked him because he had that little kid on the stage with him. No, that's not.
It's not a kid, and he's not from H-Town.
No, that's too funny.
Always good to hear from Troy,
yes,
a friend
indeed.
Of the show, good usual suspect. So, again, we appreciate him, and we appreciate you guys. As we continue to roll on, we mentioned a little bit about the Rockets tonight. I'm going to be interested to see what this team does. D'Antoni is in his comments at shoot-around today, is starting to finally admit what we've all seen, which is that, yeah, it's only three games, but they are playing no defense at all.
Right. And we knew that going in, though.
But he's a firm believer that they're going to work it out. And I just see with the personnel they have on their roster, I mean, I'll give more credence to the listeners that keep telling me, hey, you know, Daryl likes to, you know, make some moves and tinker with his team throughout the year. He'll bring in some guys before it's too late. I think you have a better chance of that happening than this group figuring it out on the defensive end. And again, I go back to Bezdelic. But with Bezdelic leaving and when he left, because it kind of left the Rockets high and dry to go out and find an established veteran coach that could come in and do what Bezdelic did, you turned over half of the defense to Roy Rogers and the other half to Matt Braze, who was the D-League coach, who's basically known as being Lute Olson's grandson, who you could probably get those two guys to get the team to buy in and do what they need to do if it was a young team that was on the come, you know, just getting there. But a veteran-laden team like this, the problem that I fear is that these guys aren't going to buy into and they're not going to listen to these guys.
Yeah, young coaches especially or unproven coaches. I think that was part of the magic of having Jeff Bezdelic as your defensive coordinator. They know that he knew what he was doing. He's been around. He's done it.
There was a trust factor.
You get unproven guys and veterans that have already seen it all. Man, who would you? I mean, I don't think that they're going to buy into a guy. I mean, he may know analytics and stuff, or these guys may know analytics, but I think it would behoove them to go out and try and find somebody else.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's hard to get a coach to join midseason as well, but I'm with you. I mean, I think if you did that, you'd give yourself more of a chance of getting, because James Harden's not going to listen to just anybody.
Yep.
You know, James Harden listened to guys that have been there, done that. He listened to Kelvin Sampson. You know, he listened to Jeff Bezdelic.
Yep.
He listens to coaches. He listens to D'Antoni because D'Antoni was on the USA basketball staffs. But you ask him to listen to Roy Rogers.
He just rides horses.
Exactly. You listen to Matt Braze. It's like he's one of the guys.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But they definitely have work to do on the defensive end. And without Chris Paul tonight, it's not going to get any easier.
Hip Hop Hercules on Twitter said, the Swisha House crew, Paul Wall, Mike Jones, and Chamillionaire, were for suburban kids whose parents wouldn't let them buy Screw Tapes. Screwed up click all day. Amen to that. There's so many better rappers. Have you guys, there's a Netflix, it's the history of hip hop, I think. I'm going to find it at the break. But if you're a hip hop junkie and you like hip hop, there's a documentary series on Netflix. And one of them for season two was about hip hop in the South. And they had like K Reno on there. They had Willie D, Scarface, Bushwick Bill. Like, it was really good. They talk about Jay Prince. They talk about the Ghetto Boys. Willie D tells a great story about being in New York the year before Mind Playing Tricks on Me dropped. They got booed off stage. He said it was so bad that the crowd was booing them in shifts. Like, this section of the crowd would boo and get tired and stop, and then this section would pick up. And he said he threw the mic down and said, we'll be back. A year later, they sell out Madison Square Garden with Mind Playing Tricks on Me, so... It's pretty cool. It's a really good. I'll find the name of the document if you like hip hop. It's definitely worth a watch.
Have you hit up Bushwhack Bill on social media lately in a private chat?
Not even.
No? Okay. Hey, we got one segment to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's more of the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects, final segment of the show before the Blitz takes over. Let's do a giveaway, though. We just had the pub crawl, which was a smashing success. And I think some of you probably, with the holidays coming up, we know we like to get our drink on. Let's get you guys ready to go with some Thrive Plus. Heck, you might even be drinking on Halloween. I think a lot of parents will do that.
Where I think a lot of people might be drinking right now.
It could be. Let's do three bottles of Thrive Plus. The after alcohol aid is designed to specifically mitigate the negative effects of alcohol on your system by replacing lost vitamins and providing your liver with what it needs to break down alcohol and the stuff that makes it nasty in your body, those toxic byproducts. It's a patented solution. It helps you recover. All you do is take two tablets, before you go to bed or right after your last beverage. And this is your opportunity to check it out and see what we've all been talking about. And now we're going to give you three bottles to sample. So, but first, for more information, if you want like to check it out and see what it's all about, go to decidethrive.com or you can also Google it. Thrive Plus, or look on Amazon for Thrive Plus. But we're going to give you three bottles right now. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, get you some Thrive Plus. Feel better the day after Halloween.
Feel better to my wife.
Why? What happened?
She was supposed to be just doing a few minor things after root canal stuff.
Uh-huh.
She said she'd be popping in for like and be out in an hour.
Yeah.
4 hours later, she goes, just heading home. I'm like, good Lord, what'd they do? Give you a whole new set of chompers?
Oh, my goodness.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get home.
Nick Cross said, can you tweet me the name of the hip-hop documentary? I looked it up. Yes, I'm tweeting it to him. But it's called Hip Hop Evolution. And they just released the second series. And I highly recommend you watch it. It breaks down from the very, very beginning, like with Kool Herc and all the guys, and when they were in the parks in New York spinning records and talking over the records, and it's an outstanding watch.
Cool
if you're
Jerk?
If Kool Herc,
oh, okay,
LL Cool Jerk, nope, not even, nope,
Mr. Smith, how do you spell that?
But yeah, check it out, it's really good. And like I said, I like this one because they talked about Luke. By the way, I didn't realize this. I knew
it
was during my era growing up in high school, but when he went through the censorship stuff,
yes,
they were basically like, if he lost that would have been it for hip-hop in general until
think
later.
About it, that's legitimately true.
It was a freedom of speech battle over, I mean, all of music. And Luke's point was, you know, you got other bands and other songs talking about all this stuff, but because it was hip hop, and
remember
we were
they
doing
had
it,
the whole the advisory,
parental
advisory stickers that had to be on there. And right, Tipper Gore was
but
all.
They
involved.
Gave him the credit. They said had he lost that, it could have been a devastating blow to hip hop in general. And so he literally fought that for.
He saw the issue and he said, "Don't stop, get it." No,
I don't. Lamont just said Houston is featured in the second series. That's why I'm recommending it. I told this one of the stories from the Ghetto Boys.
You can blog about it. say it as we go. All right, with spell check optional, we're going to go to Norris, who wants to talk about the Texans. Norris, what's up?
Hey, how y'all guys doing today, man? Enjoy the show.
Appreciate it.
But before I talk about the Texans, how can this man say Powwow and Chameleonaire are not H-Town legends?
They're not legends.
He has to be out of his mind.
They're not legends, Norris. They're not right. Legends.
Let's break down the history. First, Swisher House was something for the north side of Houston. Now, that was Powwow, Chameleonaire, Slim Thugs, 50-50 Twins. Because in our era, I'm 47.
Okay, I'm 44.
So I was born and raised on the north side.
Okay.
I didn't bang no
I'm 34. Tapes.
You what?
I didn't listen to no Screw Tapes, no okay. Screw, none of that.
Okay.
Because it was flexed between the north and the south side. So Powwow, Chameleonaire, Slim Thug, 50-50 Twins put the music down for us on the north side. So it was never commercial. Never. Them boys have done their thing, made great music. Them are H-Town legends.
Okay. I mean, we'll agree to disagree. Because to me, H-Town legends are DJ Screw, Fat Pat, the UGK, and the Ghetto Boys. Those are legends. And K Reno never will get the credit. And I want to shout out to the Hip Hop Museum. I think that's what it's called on Twitter. Because he introduced me to K Reno. I had no idea who that dude was. But he should be a legend. Very underrated. But those that you're talking about, they're not legends. You can't be legends
all
when all you did.
Members of UGK, right?
There's two. Yeah. Pimp C and Bun B.
Right. I was going to say Bun B by himself. But yeah.
No, but Pimp C too. Cause,
okay.
But that also, they talk about Pimp C and Bun B in here in that evolution of hip hop.
I think
it's really good.
I think they're legends. I think everybody you listed are just much bigger legends. They're much bigger Houston legends like DJ Screw, all those names that you
came But you Reno. Can't throw out names that were a commercial success and call them a legend. Get the Ghetto Boys put Houston hip hop on the map. UGK took it to the next level when you look but DJ Screw invented a new genre of rap music, and Fat Pat was going to be the guy to take the torch from the Ghetto Boys and UGK when there was a big void in this city take it forward. And he gave us an anthem.
Talk about though, when you talk about with the Hall of Fame stuff and everything else too, where it's talking about the criteria, because part of how people judge success and give them titles like, you know, legends. Mm-hmm. Is the commercial success because of sales, because of popularity, because of the fact that they cross over and they get more than just the regular hip-hop audience?
It makes them successful, but it doesn't make them legends.
But I'm saying, what's the criteria to make them a legend then?
I mean, developing the scene, putting your scene on the map. They filled a void. I mean, Houston, I'll admit this, Houston hip-hop wasn't known or had fallen off nationally before Powwow and Chameleonaire and Mike Jones came back. But they were more of a commercial success, which is why I kind of likened it to what Hammer did. When Hammer came up, he wasn't commercialized. He was on the dance scene and he was rapping, but he became a commercial success. But that doesn't make Hammer a legend in Oakland. Too Short is a legend in Oakland.
You don't think people in Oakland think that MC Hammer's a legend?
No, I do not.
He brought a lot of attention. He wore all the A's gear. He brought it. He was a bad boy for the A's growing up. The stories and everything gave a lot of positive pub to Oakland.
Put it this way: would you? There's a difference between being successful.
Well, I get what you're saying,
because the level of money they're going to make there's more avenues. There's ways you find out about these. Think about this: if there would have been, you know, streaming music when the Ghetto Boys and UGK were breaking. It's a whole different level, man. These guys had so much; they had it so much easier to break their music and do it. I don't know. I'm sure that a lot of people aren't going to agree with me, and that's fine. I think I'm not denying their success. I'm not denying the amount of money that they've made.
You're just not willing to give them the legend title.
I'm not calling them legends of Houston hip hop.
Is Norris still there? Does he still have a Texans question? Because we're running short on time.
I'm just listening to that malarkey. But anyway, let's go to the Texans.
Okay.
Quickly, buddy, because we only got a minute.
We got to go. So let's go, Norris.
All right. I believe Bill O'Brien is just destroying Deshaun Watson's career, man, with his play call.
Agree.
I believe this year should be his last chance, man. We need to get rid of him.
We've talked about it over and over, though, Norris. It's not going to happen. The first year of his new extension hasn't even kicked in yet. They're not going to cut him loose and give him free money for 4+ years. It's just not going to happen. There's a lot of people that are disgruntled, but I hate to be the one that, again, breaks the bubble, and we've talked about it ad nauseum. It's not going to happen. Right, Barry?
I agree. Yeah, they're not going to get away from a guy that they just signed him that long. No, I mean, I hate to say that, but...
Brandon, we see you. Hang tight. You'll be first to go in the next hour.
Brandon.
Don't go anywhere. But for you guys, we appreciate you giving us another successful day on a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. And we're going to do it again tomorrow here from studio. Friday, we'll be in Beaumont at Luke's Ice House. If you're in the area, in the Golden Triangle in Beaumont, The Blitz and The Usual Suspects will be coming to you live from Luke's. Stop by and see us in person from 1 all the way till 7. But for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have a great night tonight. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on The Usual Suspects.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.